SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
National Youth Service rolls out graduate work experience program, and later in glimpses of Jamaica, time and patience. Stay with us for the details. Graduates finding it difficult to enter the labor force can now breathe a sigh of relief following the rollout of the National Youth Service NYS Graduate Work Experience Program, GWEP. The program targets graduates aged 17 to 24 years. They will be given the opportunity to develop workplace skills while increasing their self-confidence by being able to complement their theoretical knowledge with practical work experience.
The transition most times is from, you know, school to school, and there's little transition that is there to provide you with that experience that you need in order to branch out into the real world of work. So, of course, I would advise any person that is interested in participating in the program to give it a try.
Northern Caribbean University graduate and participant in the pilot program, Shade Grant. The 6-month pilot was introduced in February with 11 persons. They were involved in 4 areas of the operation at the NYS offices, mainly finance and accounts, marketing and communication, office management and procurement and programs. And here's a message from the JUTC.
The Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, wishes to advise the public that the bus transfer system has been discontinued effective Sunday, November 17. The company apologizes to consumers for any inconvenience caused. To help commuters, the JUTC has implemented a number of alternate routes. They are as follows: the 3AX from Christian Gardens to New Kingston, or the 8AX and the 12AX from Nagohead to New Kingston, instead of the 12A from Nagohead to Halfway Tree. The 21A and 21 Express from Spanish Town to Crossroads, instead of the 21 and 23A from Spanish Town to Halfway Tree. And the 32 from Corville Gardens to downtown Kingston via Halfway Tree. Also, you may take the 32A and 32 Express from Duhane Park to Crossroads, instead of the 32 from Corville Gardens to Halfway Tree. The 46 and 44 Express will take you from Great House Circle to downtown Kingston via Halfway Tree. And the 47 and 47 Express from Chancery Street to downtown Kingston have replaced the 46 from Great House Circle to Halfway Tree. Commuters may take the 49 Express from Norbrook to downtown Kingston in place of the 49 from Norbrook to Halfway Tree. The 50EX from Seaview Gardens to Papin, 51EX from 3 Miles to Papin, and the 19AX from Greater Portmore to Papin, in place of the 50 from Seaview Gardens to Halfway Tree, and the 51 from 3 Miles to Halfway Tree. The 42X from Constant Spring to downtown Kingston, in place of the 52A from Temple Hall to Halfway Tree. The 74EX and the 76 from Barbican to downtown Kingston, instead of the 74 from Barbican to Halfway Tree. And you may take the 75EX from 6 Miles to Papin, or the 24EX from Spanish Town to UWI's Irving Hall Gate, in place of the 75 from 6 Miles to Halfway Tree. The 500, 600, 800, and 900 shuttle routes will remain as a paid service. The JUTC thanks commuters for their support in rolling out this initiative as it continues to serve you better. The JUTC, your route to excellence.
Vision 2030 hopes to create a Jamaica that will have world-class transport, telecommunications, water supply, and sanitation systems that will improve the quality of life for citizens. And in glimpses of Jamaica, time and patience. And no, I'm not going to ask you to wait a while. Time and patience is actually a community in Trelawney. This plot of land was selected for the establishment of a free village in 1838. The persons to whom lands were granted gave it this apt name, declaring that time and patience work wonders. And that's where we end today's journey, Roundabout JA. I'm Ruth Ann Carr, and until next time, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.